Eifes of Nida, second Mishnah. V'toyla b'chol davash v'yichol alitas. This kesem, a stain which a woman found on her garment, on her body, is the rabbanon, and therefore they were lenient that you could have a tliya. If you find some other possible source for this blood, you could say it came from there. Shochta behemel chayavoyf. She shafted an animal or a bird. In this askevik stum, she was involved in dealing with other stains. She yavsha besad oiskim by emel. She sat next to people that were involved in this, and the fastener could have come onto her garments. Hogu ma'choyles hariz etoylban. She killed a certain bug that has this red blood, and also she could say that the blood came from there. Atami toyla. How much blood could she be toyla that came from this ma'choyles bug? Achininim and atigas ha'ima ad tigris shalpul afal pishaloy hogu. He says that the size of a gris, a certain bean, the size of an American penny approximately, that amount of blood comes from these bugs. And even though you didn't kill the bugs, since they were very common in those days, automatically a kesem is not counted till it gets past that size. Which is halach even today, because since when they made the gzeir of ksamim, they did not make gzeir on this size, less than this size, even nowadays that we don't have these bugs, we do not ask for them. It's a little more complex than that, but that is the basic idea. The toilet of no or even baila, if she was in contact with her son or her husband that had wounds, she could say that blood came from them. If she has a wound which started drying out and becoming scabbed, but it can reopen and bleed, then hareza toila bo, and she can be toila in that. In other words, the chiddush over here is that even though presently it's not bleeding, but it's in a situation that it gets scraped, it will bleed because the skin is not fully repaired, that's good enough.